Okay. All right. Good afternoon. I call the special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is about 4:32 on Tuesday, September 27th. I'm Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. Also present with me is Commissioner Randy Christman, and participating by phone is Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hoffert. So we have a quorum. I do not have any opening comments. Sherry, do you have any opening comments?
No, I do not.
Okay. And we just have one item on the agenda, and it's in Randy's portfolio. So I'm going to turn it to Randy for opening comments and to move into the agenda if he has no comments.
Okay. For opening comments, I would just say, you know, and maybe this is more of a conclusion kind of a comment, but I don't want to forget at the end of working through what's been a very long and complex case. But our staff, with these reclamation cases, and because of OSM requirements and the timeline for doing them, everything is pressed. When something comes up, we only have a certain amount of time to schedule a hearing, and then that's complicated because that's federal rule, but our state law requires the wait time and the public notices, and then that compresses it even more, and then we have a certain amount of time to get an order out, and it's complicated, and I know there have been a ton of hours beyond what one should expect of staff that have been put into getting this done and done well, and so I just want to express that appreciation. With that, I'll move into a motion. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order in Public Service Commission, Clyde Eisenbeis complaint case number RC-22-339.
Second.
So Clyde Eisenbeis contacted our Reclamation Division on October 27th of 2016 about concerns on property he owns jointly with his siblings that's located adjacent to the Coteau Freedom Mine. Mr. Eisenbeis's main concerns were the diversion that was reconstructed on his property, access to his property, erosion on his property, and wet areas within his property. Coteau stated that they repaired erosion on the Eisenbeis cropland in 2011, that they reconstructed the diversion ditch in 2012, and then repaired erosion again in 2014 at the request of the renter, Wayne Eisenbeis, and the landowner at that time, Esther Eisenbeis. So Mr. Clyde Eisenbeis began requesting photographs, inspections, reports, monitoring well, elevation data, pond discharge data, etc., from the Reclamation Division, and the Reclamation Division has provided all that requested information. The Reclamation Division was copied on numerous emails between Mr. Eisenbeis and Coteau between October of 2016 and June of 2018. The Reclamation Division reviewed Mr. Eisenbeis's concerns and encouraged him to work with Coteau on constructing an approach on the north side of his cropland, and that was regarding that access issue. Mr. Eisenbeis had provided written authorization to construct the approach, but Coteau wanted Mr. Eisenbeis to sign an authorization that included an indemnity agreement because they saw this as a one-time good neighbor act. Mr. Eisenbeis refused to sign Coteau's authorization and indemnity agreement. So in response to Mr. Eisenbeis's concerns, the Reclamation Division inspected the Eisenbeis property in 2016 and 2017. They met with him on January 18th of 2018 and conducted another inspection on April 26th of 2018 with Mr. Eisenbeis and his new renters. The Reclamation Division asked Coteau to review the probable hydrologic consequences, and after this, I'm going to say PHC for that, and provide additional information. Staff reviewed Coteau's responses and Mr. Eisenbeis's concerns thoroughly, reevaluated that PHC modeling. I should have mentioned this earlier, that PHC thing keeps coming up. it's a very complex modeling program, and that's why it's mentioned a number of times here. And they provided a written response to Mr. Eisenbeiss on July 23rd of 2018. That letter explained the purpose of sedimentation ponds, that pond water was routed around his property through pipes during mining, and that the two ponds located upstream of his property on the east side were reclaimed and removed in 2013 and 2015. It also explained changes and the reanalysis of the PHC that affirmed there were no adverse effects to the downstream areas as a result of the increased watershed size and changes to the post-mine topography. Staff determined that Coteau conducted mining and reclamation activities in the watersheds above the Eisenbeiss property in accordance with all required surface coal mining laws and regulations, and therefore they are not responsible for the erosion that may have occurred on the Eisenbeiss property. Staff also determined that the reconstructed diversion and access issues were not mining related and therefore not jurisdictional to the commission. The Reclamation Division also concluded that the wet areas in the cropland were not the result of Coteau's mining and reclamation activities. Then on May 15th of 2019, Mr. Eisenbeiss filed a complaint that surface mining operations have been conducted outside of the PSC-approved permit, resulting in off-site impacts to his farmland. The complaint was unclear, and the Reclamation Division decided to process the complaint as a request for an informal review pursuant to North Dakota Administrative Code 6905.2-28-02. In response to Mr. Eisenbeiss's complaint, the Reclamation Division reviewed his areas of concern again and reanalyzed the modeling in the PHC that Coteau had submitted. The commission scheduled a work session for June 12th of 2019, and Mr. Eisenbeiss chose to attend, which is appropriate. Prior to the work session, Mr. Eisenbeiss was informed on the protocol, which is that work sessions are discussions between the commission and staff, and the parties do not participate, but may, of course, listen. The next day, on June 13th of 2019, after that work session with commissioners, the Reclamation Division affirmed the July 23rd, 2018 determinations. In addition, staff informed Mr. Eisenbeiss that he could request a formal hearing regarding the determination. On June 2nd of 2022, this summer here now, Mr. Eisenbeiss requested another inspection of his property and indicated he would request a formal hearing after the inspection. The Reclamation Division conducted three inspections. Mr. Eisenbeiss submitted a formal complaint on August 3rd, 2022, and subsequently filed a revised complaint on August 4th, and submitted a request for a formal hearing on August 5th. That formal hearing was held September 1st of 2022. This order, if it's approved, affirms the Commission's earlier determinations that there were no adverse effects to downstream areas that are mining-related, and that reconstruction of the diversion and ditch and the access issue are not mining-related matters, and therefore Mr. Eisenbeiss's complaints are not subject to our jurisdiction or permitting process. This order, if approved, dismisses the complaint with prejudice.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio.
Excellent. Thank you, Randy. Just for the record, Sherry, you kind of blanked out a little bit when you voted, so maybe you can just confirm your vote.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Who do you want to sign for you, Sherry?
Pamela.
All righty. Pamela will sign for Sherry. Okay, so that concludes that. I also echo Randy's praise for the staff and all your hard work on this project. You guys did a great job, really thorough, and appreciate you kind of going above and beyond getting this done in a timely manner. So thank you for that.
Any questions, maybe?
Oh, do we have any reporters on the line, Jason?
We do have two listeners, and if they would like to comment, press star 9 and we'll get you in as soon as we can.
If they're
just reporters. Reporters. Clarifying. Or did I do that? Can they hear me?
I heard you.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. All right. Are there any reporters on the line that wish to ask any questions about this case? Doesn't look like it. Okay.